MCR Mobile.
Only you and I are out here.
On that, Ghost Rider. And whom am I speaking to?
Time, and you don't recognize K2SST?
No, I don't think I do. The name here is Tom, but you sound kind of hoarse this morning, but I've heard that call before.
Usually not on Caesar's Head, usually on Mount Mitchell or 6-4. But, I've been listening to you for years. I'm in Etowah.
Give me your name again. I'm old, you know.
Me, Ronnie, Roger Obo, Nan Nan, item easy.
Apologize, Ronnie. Yes, I do recognize you now. But sometimes I need a refresher on the neurons up there in my head, you know.
That's like when somebody asks you about something, and you say, oh, they live on this street. They got this kind of house. They got this kind of door, and they got a big picture window, and I can't remember their name.
Well, I don't have my war department with me, Ronnie. Bernice is at home, and I got to go get her. And then we are, let me turn this radio down in here. We are going down to FedEx to mail some potizza. Now, you, I think, were an engineer. Can you figure out what that is?
Confusing me with someone else. I was an interstate road driver for a trucking company.
Certified CDL engineer. You were a Rhodes Scholar, Ronnie. You can always tell people that. It's just a matter of how you spell Rhodes. Shoot. Well, good morning to you, sir. It's nice to hear you. A petite is a German nut roll. And my nephew up in Boston, his mama passed away years ago, and it was my wife's sister. And so every year, a couple of times a year, we mail him some peaches, or we'll mail him some German stuff like petitza and pfeffernuesens. He likes pfeffernuesens. They're a little small round cookie, and they're very good, and they're very habit forming. So we send them FedEx because it just takes 2 days that way. And it's a German bread, you might say. It looks like a swirly looking pumpkin roll or something, but he just loves it. And he lives in a beautiful home, kind of out in the country, away from Boston. So that's great. That's our plan of the day so far, Ronnie. Do you do any HF?
If it comes back, I've got to get my vertical down. It's resonating either high or low on the band. Not resonating in the phone section. I can correct it with the tuner, but if I can get some guys over from the club who try and get it to resonate closer to the center of the band, center of the phone band, so that I don't have to stretch the tuner too far. But conditions have been bad for so long. I have a group that comes on Saturday that I've been talking to for the last 50 years, I think. And one is in New Hampshire, and the other's in Florida. Sometimes I can get one or the other or both. Other times I can get 2,000 miles away, but I can't get either one of them.
Jeff's kind of funny that way, too. Sometimes you can't talk to the guy across the street, but you can talk around the world, as you well know. I think you're up in your 80s now. I'm 73, Ronnie. But if I remember rightly, and I probably don't, but, it's getting a little better at times. I use CW a lot, so I can pretty well talk most any place I want most of the time. Even if this sunspot cycle down, it's still been fair. I talked to Poland the other night, although the signal was really rough. They didn't have a lot of QSB, but talked to Sierra, Papa 9, and I've talked to Poland many times. And, oh, guys, I talked to Mayoet Island, which is 10,000 miles, roughly, out in the middle of the Indian Ocean, and that's one I hadn't gotten before, but I've talked to many of them out there in the Indian Ocean, and that's about as far as you're going to get around here, usually, unless you use those computer modes, which I don't call that ham radio, although I know it is. It's just my rules. I don't use it. I enjoy sideband and CW, Ronnie. The sideband's pretty tough now. It really is. Now, yesterday I had a friend over in CW, and so I was showing him my programming in that, and I said, now, take, for instance, there's Slovenia, and I said, that's a hop, skip, and a jump. And on CW, I said, we'll go listen if it's on 20 meters there on sideband. I made two calls, and I thought the propagation wasn't there, but the next call he answered me, and he was just tickled to death. I remember doing that with ND7J when he first started out, and boy, did I set the hook with that boy. He's got a station now that's admirable to anybody in the world.
Friday, few weeks, the end of the month, I'll be 87. Yeah, still going. Let's see. Back in, I guess in the 60s, maybe 67, because 90s when a band went out, it was so much fun to get into a pileup. And this one's calling, that one's calling, and you get in Sierra, Sierra Tango, and then come back. That SST, come back, in a pileup. I don't know if it's the voice or the call, but it would just come through, come right through. I never liked CW. I did CW for maybe a year or so, and I just didn't like it. Well, one of the reasons I may not have liked it, I was never a good speller. And trying to put words together in your head and send them, you could abbreviate a lot of stuff, but I was never good at spelling. Even at this age, I'm happy to do stuff on the computer that has spell check, because I just was never good at spelling. I had to write, but not good at spelling. But I really enjoyed getting into a pile of them, you know, and little tricks. You go, it turns it over, you go, one, two, three, everybody stop. Sierra, Sierra Tango.
There you are. Well, Ronnie, that's fine business. I don't like the competitions. I don't know what it is. There was a pileup on that guy yesterday, so I'll give him two tries, and then to heck with him, I'll go to something else. I've been the focus of a pileup before on CW, and I don't like that. I like getting on there and having a cue song and then waiting a little while and having another one. But to go to one after another, I don't know, maybe it's my age. It gets very tiring. But, you know, from what I've seen on CW, spelling's not an issue. They use quite a few abbreviations. And usually, your old noggin, you've seen these quizzes before that come across the internet, and the letters are all scattered out, and but yet you can still read it. Well, it's kind of that way with CW to a point. But most of the QSOLs are, like this is N0TR, and you give the other guy's call, and Sierra 56, this is, or DE, N0TR, and then you go, and you give them your 5, whatever it is, 579, 599. Most of them just always say 599, and you know it isn't necessarily. Kind of like sidebanders do now. But, N0TR with the man on the mountain. pretty standard. Thanks for the call. The other night when I talked to that guy in Poland, he said it was snowing there. How's it doing back there in South Carolina? And I told him it was 55 degrees and keep the snow. But things like that. And so they're pretty typical. But if you get into something that you're having a conversation, I agree with you, it's very hard. And I just despise the code when I was learning it. It was very difficult for me, and you get burned out real quick. But I just kept after it because I wanted, you know, it was incentive licensing, and you didn't get those extra class frequencies like now unless you passed that. And so it was very pleasing, and I said I'd never use it again. And now I probably use that 95% of the time versus sideband running. Over.
Well, now, the conversation we're having now, do that in CW, my wrist would be tired. And what I did, I started out, I had a Viking 1, big clumsy thing, with a 4D32 in it, and had a box on it. So with the box, you know, we just go back and forth. And I like to talk, you know, find something to talk about. So I like to talk, and to do CW for a length of time, to me, seems like it would be hard. Although, when I was in service, I used to go to the Mars station, and this guy, Mayberry, I don't know his speed, but I think it's like 30 words a minute, and he talked to me at the same time. If there's stations I'm looking for in a pileup, you know, I'll try and get them. But other than that, I'd like to get on with somebody like we're doing here, and maybe get on a subject you both have an interest in, and yeah, you talk about it. But the CW, I just said, nah, CW's not the thing for me. But in the local club here, we had two people I know of that didn't have microphones. All they had was a key.
Yeah, I get a lot of enjoyment from it, and I'm like you. I love people, and I like to have a conversation and talk about family and all kinds of things, and fishing and hunting and whatever, engineering stuff, technical stuff. That's why they got so many different modes, and I don't have a problem with people who like to do them. I think that digital 2-meter thing would be fun. Although I don't have it, but it's really, it gets your feet wet. But I don't know, when you're doing it on sideband, for example, it's magic. Always has been, always will be. And if the propagation's there, I think you could work them on a matchstick just about. And I just enjoy that a lot, too, in having regular conversations. But it's a diverse world anymore, Ronnie, and it's changed a lot. The pileups are usually just an exchange of 599 and this and that, and then you go. And I don't know. I'm like you. I'd rather visit with people about different things. And everybody's got different opinions. But, Ronnie, it's been great visiting with you this morning. The pleasure's all mine. I've arrived at home, and I need to go in and get Bernice and head down to FedEx here shortly and then come back and feed the chickens and a few things like that. Got an inch and a half of rain last night, by the way, and thank God for that. We needed it. Ronnie, I didn't get your call exactly. I think it was K2SST. But at any rate, if I didn't, you can correct me. This is N0TR. You have a great day, sir, and thanks for riding along with me. It's N0TR, Claire.
412, Sierra Tango. Look to the skies for the supersonic transport. Have a pleasant day.